Good morning, church. My name is Chris Whitlinger, and I'm very happy to be able to share with you guys some of the things that have been going on in mine and my family's life. First off, I want to say that we miss you guys. We truly, deeply miss you guys. We can't wait till we can be able to meet together again. But in the meantime, I am very thankful for the opportunity and the resources to be able to share with you guys. And I've loved hearing everyone else's living pictures and being able to sing and worship God together, even in our own homes. It still has been encouraging, and I've been thankful for that. Well, I just wanted to share a couple things that have been going on. Most of you guys know that I haven't been working at Alpha Acres and the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission since late November of 2019, and that was more than just not having a job anymore. We lived on the property, so in one seemingly ordinary Tuesday morning, really out of the blue, I discontinued my relationship with Alpha Acres, and at the same time we didn't have a house to live in. You know, thankfully they didn't kick us out that day. They were gracious in allowing us to stay and find somewhere else to be, but that was a pretty earth-shattering Tuesday morning. And thankfully, it didn't rock our worlds as much as I think it could have, and maybe as it would have other people. And it's not because we're super Christians or we got the faith of 10 mustard seeds. It's really because of the people in our lives and the relationships and those things in which our relationships are rooted. And ultimately, it's because God is good and God is sovereign. And not only is he in control of situations, but he's been investing in relationships with us so that we could be investing in relationships with each other to prepare us for this moment. We always say that God is good and God is in control, and he's been in control. He was in control a long time before that Tuesday morning in November. As far as I'm concerned, he's been preparing the relationships in our lives for this moment since I started coming to Grace in 2009. And I just think that's one of the things that I've learned, that my family has learned and experienced, is that God is always working, and these relationships don't happen overnight. They don't mature to a point that they're ready to answer the call of jumping into someone else's messiness overnight. That just doesn't happen. But that's really one of the ways that God is sovereign and that God is in control, is that even when there's no massive catastrophe or disaster in somebody's life, God is working to invest in relationships and answering us or calling us to answer the call to follow him in a way that prepares us for these moments in other people's lives. And we've just been so thankful and so appreciative to be part of a church where relationships matter to this degree, where people invest in each other to this degree, so that when things like this happen in other people's lives, we're really there for each other to help soften the blow. And that is exactly what you guys have done for us. You guys have been gracious. You guys have, we've received money, we've received gift cards, letters and cards, and people offering to let us stay with them, people taking our dogs into their home, people offering to let us use their garages and their basements as storage while we figure things out. And that just really has deepened my understanding of God's goodness. And it's not because everything has worked out better than maybe we thought it was going to, but it's because the relationships in our lives were there, and they have been there, and they've been maturing and developing over years and years to be ready for this moment. And we're just so thankful to you guys for that. But a couple updates is I've been working here at the church for a little while now, since December of 2019. And that's one of the ways that the church jumped into action, is I ended my relationship with Alpha Acres in late November and early December. The church reached out with an employment opportunity, and I was tasked with two projects, helping with the Grace on Mission Conference, and unfortunately that didn't go the way we all thought it would. But my other task and responsibility has been to develop a counseling ministry, and we are close. We're very close. My goal is to have it operational by the time we're ready to start meeting again. I think we're going to be able to make that happen, and I'm just very thankful for the opportunity to invest in this ministry, invest in something about which I'm very passionate, and I'm excited to see that take off and see the kind of impact it can have in our church and in our greater community. Also, since February, I've been working with the NC Department of Public Safety at Alexander Correctional Institution as a alcohol and drug counselor, working with inmates, and that has just been a true blessing. You know, I've heard that that's a very difficult environment to work in, and those particular people are very difficult, especially in the counseling field. I honestly haven't found that to be true. I found it to be very rewarding and challenging nonetheless, but well worth the challenge to be able to help those guys see life in a different way. You know, I'm not able to go in there and say, you need Jesus, but I am able to go in there and help them make sense of their circumstances, of their relationships, of their pursuits and their passions in life, and just help bring a more consistent and more hope-filled approach to their lives, really. And it's been very rewarding. And so it's just been a time that could have been very, I don't even know the word. It could have been damaging. And quite honestly, it was the opposite. I mean, my family has grown. Our relationships with you guys have grown immensely. And we've just really, truly learned on a deeper sense some of the things we've always known about who God is and what God does. And we're just thankful for the experience to bring to bear the reality of some of those truths. And so we thank you guys for all your love and support and your investment. We love you guys. We miss you guys. We can't wait to be with you again. And until then, thank you for letting me share.